Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tommy John. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling misplays the ball. That's an error on Schilling. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Bresut settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chance. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Chance steals second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chance. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Houser reaches second base with a double. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houser moves to third. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Houser tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressude hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorhead hits a line drive towards first. Whitfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chance hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Wagner moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roman Mahias pinch runs for Dick Stewart. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Malzone bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mahias moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. Mahias moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Tito Francona now playing first base. Al Smith now playing right field. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. Malzone moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tillman is walked intentionally. Dick Williams pinch hits for Dave Moorhead. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Dick Williams now playing first base. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 3 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.